Oh, don't say such things. Hmm? At least he's stopped walking about. That's some comfort.
Horse me, he's biding his time. And what about them other two in the box room?
They're biding their time too. You know what I wish?
No. What?
I wish we hadn't never started taking in lodgers. I wish we'd never come to Bloomsbury at all. I wish we'd stayed at home with me mum and dad at Tooting Beck. They don't have goings on like this in Tooting Beck.
A most primitive form of code. One flash for A, two for B, three for C, and so on. Now, read it all out, Watson. Tell me what you have.
A-T-T-E-N-T-A. Repeated three times.
At Tem Tar. It doesn't make sense. Yes, unless T-A are someone's initials?
It could mean at 10, thank you, abbreviated to save time.
No, no, I should have guessed from the dark beauty of that face. The word's Italian. Attenta, the Italian for beware.
Look out, he's beginning again. One, two, three. Good Lord. Total darkness. He's put out the candle.
Yes, and the message has been cut short.
By some intruder, perhaps?
I think you're right. There's something devilish in this, Watson. We must go to that empty flat ourselves and see what we can find.
There's still no light in that apartment. No sign of life.
Can you see anyone upstairs in Mrs. Warren's house at the lodger's window, perhaps?
It has a net curtain, but yes, I can see the outline of a woman. She's standing there as we did, watching the building opposite.
And in that doorway, someone else is watching us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll see him by the light of the street lamp. Let's cross over.
Why, Mr. Holmes.
Inspector Gregson. This is a night of surprises.
Well, well, I'm Dr. Watson.
Journey's end in lover's meeting, Mr. Coiner Fraze. What brings you here, Inspector?
The same reason that brings you, I dare say. Now, how you got onto it, I can't imagine.
Our different threads from the same tangled skein. The doctor and I have been across the road, reading the signals.
Signals? What signals?
From a third floor window here, until the message was suddenly interrupted. That's why we came over, to see what's going on.
However, since the case is in your good hands, Inspector, there's no point in our attempting to interfere, so we'll bid you a very good...
Now, wait a bit. Don't run away, gentlemen. I'll say this much, Mr. Holmes. I was never on a case yet that I didn't feel the better for having you on my side. And there's no hurry. These flats only have the one exit, so we have him safely bottled up.
And who is he?
You mean to say you don't know? Well, we can score one over you for once, Mr. Holmes. See the cabman waiting at the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll get him over and introduce you. He can explain better than I can.
A cab driver?
That's right, Doctor. Except that he ain't a cab driver. Let me introduce you to Mr. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. This is Mr. Leviton of Pinkerton's American Detective Agency.
The hero of the Long Island cave mystery. I'm delighted to make your acquaintance.
It's good of you to say so, Mr. Holmes. The honor's all mine. But I'm on the greatest trail of my life at present. If I can just lay my hands on Georgiano...
Georgiano? Of the Red Circle?
So his fame has spread this far, is it? Yet we know a good deal about him in the States, Mr. Holmes. He's at back of 50 unsolved murders. Yet he's so smart, we can't pin them on him. I trailed him here from New York, trying to find an excuse to lay my hand on his collar. But Inspector Gregson and I have run him to ground. He won't slip by us this time.
Has no one come out of the building since you've been here?
Just one man. But Georgiano's built like a mountain. I'll take my oath it wasn't him.
According to Mr. Holmes and the doctor, he was up there sending signals from the window. And he broke off suddenly.
Hell's teeth! He's on to us!
What makes you say that?
Here he is, holed up in London, sending messages to an accomplice. We know there are several of his gang over in London. He must have caught sight of us down here in the street. Now what do we do?
Well, I suggest we go up and investigate.
We've got no warrant for his arrest.
He's in unoccupied premises under suspicious circumstances. That's good enough for me.
Okay. Let's go.
We're on the third floor. But which door?
This is the flat on the left-hand side.
Bring your lantern over here, Inspector. Yeah,
I thought as much. The door is ajar. He could be anywhere in the building by now. Yeah, maybe we should split up.
Not yet. First, let's make sure this...